Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show, Mr. Joe McGranahan.
So you're back. Did you get a deer? No.
I did not get a deer. But on the very first day, which was Saturday this year, I saw four buck in the distance. I couldn't get a shot at them. You know, I couldn't see if they had enough points and all that sort of thing. But to see four antlered deer on the same day is a lot for me, and that was in the first couple
of
hours.
Why didn't you follow? Follow them.
Follow them. I never thought about that. It doesn't really work. They're pretty smart.
Are they?
They'd
smarter than you, apparently, because they're alive, and and you're not dining on venison.
No, but the purpose of deer camp is what, Joe?
Drinking beer and playing cards.
Camaraderie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The brotherhood. The quest, the fun.
No women? Well, that sounds like a sexist organization
no,
you belong to.
No, there's girls that hunt. Yeah, there were some women that hunt.
In your hunting camp?
Yep. And there was a 13-year-old girl who was hunting for the first time.
Oh, did she get a deer?
No, but she saw a spike buck, and because she's a junior hunter, if she had had a shot, she could have shot at it. And, you know, the spike bucks are not legal for other people, but they were for her.
Oh, okay.
Or for any 13-year-old. So, the whole camp got a couple of deer, but not me personally. But I saw a bunch of deer, which is highly unusual for me.
So are you done with this now? Is it out of your system for another year, or are you going to find some other time to take off here? Am I going to be stuck with filling in for you?
You probably won't be alone again till muzzleloader after Christmas.
Okay.
But Steve did a fabulous job.
Yes, he did. Steve did.
Good.
He did.
Okay. And Peggy Chamberlain?
Peggy Chamberlain, too. Yeah, it was great to have them both.
Effervescent, as always?
Bubbly.
Okay.
Peggy's always bubbly, always enthusiastic, always, you know, really one of those cheerful people who makes you glad to be alive.
Well, I hope you talked about the impeachment yesterday.
No, we never touched on that subject.
I watched, or I scratched that, I listened to the WKOK and NPR coverage of the hearing yesterday. Of course, everybody was broadcasting this first hearing live. And, of course, Republicans were trying to get things delayed or to slow things down or maybe, you know, inject fairness in it to impose your view onto it. But
well, I think there was more to it than that. I mean, these were supposedly constitutional scholars who were there to talk about whether or not what has gone on was, in fact, impeachable. Democrats invited three scholars in, and the Republicans were allowed to invite one.
Mm-hmm.
Another example. You know, I'm sure they could have found, it's like opinions about psychiatrists. You know, you get one psychiatrist to say you're nuts, another one to say, mentally ill, and another one to say you're perfectly sane.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the question here was whether or not what President Trump has done rises to the level of impeachment. And, of course, the one lady managed to take a swipe at Barron Trump with her little play on words, which she obviously had used before and was just dying to drop in.
Mm-hmm.
She said, President Trump can name his son Barron, but he can't make him one.
Okay.
You know, and of course, there was a lot of blowback on that. For a 13-year-old boy, you leave the family, the children,
because they don't use them.
The children out of the politics.
Okay. That really bothers you, or are you just saying that?
No, it bothers me. I mean, I think she's...
Come
it shows
on,
what a low life she is.
Oh, brother.
To throw in a child.
I hear you've descended into name-calling. What are some of your names for Mr. Schiff, Adam Schiff?
Oh, I forget what I called him. But I was just, you know, the president wasn't here to do it. It's a shifty shift.
Okay.
Oh, that's no, it was a Nadler. I called him oily or sleazy or something like that.
Brother Joe.
I apologize to Mr. Nadler.
Oh, did
he's lost a lot of weight, and he looks good.
I saw that. I
hope he's not ill.
Yeah, NBC ran a picture of him then and now. That's interesting.
The then picture was when he was talking about Bill Clinton's impeachment by saying it should never be along a narrow vote that was one party on one side and one on the other. You just shouldn't do that. It was wrong. Guess what? He's changed his mind.
Well, but didn't Republicans vote for, or didn't some Democrats vote for Bill Clinton's impeachment? I mean,
I don't know about that.
Oh,
but some Republicans voted. Some Republicans voted against it. That's why it, you know, why it didn't happen.
Well, yeah, some Democrats did vote for it because I just remember at the time that was a big deal that it wasn't split along party lines. But he may have been talking about the sort of the run-up to the impeachment, you know, that some of those votes, maybe to hold the hearings at all, were strictly divided on party line. But the impeachment vote itself wasn't just on party lines.
No.
I think that context
Well,
has
I mean, Arlen
changed.
Specter famously voted against it, and other Republicans voted against it.
He was a Dem at the time.
No, he was a Republican at the time.
Was a Republican at the time. Okay.
That was when he started heading in the opposite direction.
Was that the end? Oh, I don't know. I think he's kind of had a mind of his own.
Well, you know,
time.
It's really fascinating to me that they call in these scholars to debate whether or not this is an impeachable offense. The one Democratic witness said, if this isn't an impeachable offense, there is no such a thing as an impeachable offense.
Absolutely.
Do you really?
True. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Well, what's going to happen at 9 o'clock this morning? Well, maybe we'll hear it on the news. Nancy Pelosi is going to have a press conference outside her office, where she presumably is going to talk about the next step, where we go from here. I thought we were already there. I mean, the House has launched now in the Judiciary Committee its own and series of investigations. I guess there are going to be more witnesses.
Next week,
Love the fact that the Democratic members of the committee gave a standing ovation to Shifty Schiff.
Not at the hearing, though. That
yes,
was
at the hearing.
Oh, it was when
he presented his when he presented his report.
Oh, I heard about the standing ovation, but I wasn't aware when it happened.
Well, it happened then, as far as I know.
I thought it was at another function or at a private meeting. So they gave him a standing ovation in the Senate Judiciary hearing.
No, House.
House. Okay, right. Thank you. That's really unusual. That's a little tacky, don't you think?
Well, I don't. You know, I guess if they like him, if the president president walked into the hearings, I'm sure the Republicans would stand up and give him a standing ovation too. So.
Well, he's a super patriot. I honestly think he's.
Huh?
Doing
Who are we talking
great
about?
Job. Adam Schiff. I just think
super
he's doing
patriot.
A great job of keeping this.
Did you? When did you contract this fever in the woods? Have you gone mad?
Oh, you don't like him. Oh, that's right. You have names.
You
for
have
him.
Buck fever, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm basking in the glow of my poker winnings.
Oh, 35 cents, right?
I kept track of how much time. My lovely bride says we played poker too much, so I kept track, and it was 35 minutes. Or, I'm sorry, 7 hours total over 3 days.
7 hours of poker play.
And I know that's a little long, but. In the end, I won 35 cents.
Wow.
And if you think
now,
you
if you figure 7 hours into 35 cents, what was your average income?
It was a great pastime.
5 cents an hour, right?
Right, 5 cents an hour. That's easy math. It's minimum wage as far as you'd like to see it.
Five? Well, come on. I think at least 7 cents an hour would be worth my time. I would want to come away with 42 cents if I got 7 hours of poker.
Well, we are talking about the impeachment and the great patriot who is Adam Schiff, who Joe will reiterate his sleazy names for he and his ilk in the hour ahead. But you are welcome to join us now in this conversation. We'll chit-chat about impeachment, but we can switch to some other topics, too. We have one email that relates to this. And I would presume this is a not yet read text.
No, we didn't read that. That's
okay.
From today.
So that is there, and we can read that on the radio. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Please check them out at sunburymotors.com. You are welcome throughout our show to email us at onthemark@wkok.com or call us right now with thoughts about the impeachment. You did hear three legal experts summoned by Democrats who quite clearly made it painfully obvious, as it should be to anyone, that this is an impeachable event, selling the U.S. election to another country. So, what's your view on this?
Let's explore that for a minute. He sold the election to another country?
Oh, he tried to. He backed down later. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can also text us at 70236. That's through the Text Connect system, where you sign up at WKOK.com, and you can text us a message. And that message, incidentally, can have any topic. We use it on the Mark, but you can send us a note to say that, traffic's gummed up somewhere, that kind of thing. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, as I mentioned. So call us now. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Yeah, I maybe sell the election might not be precisely the right word, but let's suppose for a moment that he had been successful, the president had been successful, and maybe a half a dozen dozen people who were on that call didn't flag it, including the whistleblower, and say, hey, that's quid pro quo. Then the Ukraine would have investigated or announced an investigation.
No, they never announced
of
it.
The Biden. Right, they didn't do so because the president said, hey, we got busted, don't do that.
No, I don't think that's what happened.
Oh,
at
I
all.
Think that's kind of what happened.
I don't
come
think
on,
so.
Joe.
Nope.
So you would think it would be okay that a country would investigate a political rival to the president in exchange for military aids, and that would
well,
help.
Well, I was
the president
trying to be fair about this yesterday. I mean, I can understand how people could look at it that way. Let's say I wanted to be charitable to the president. I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. And if you heard Jim Jordan's passionate defense of the president yesterday in that phone call, I think you could come away with, if you were trying to be fair, you could at least say, all right, well, he's got a point. The president said, you know, by the way, I'd like you to do us a favor. Our country's been through a lot. He didn't say, I want you to start an investigation. He talked about starting one to make sure we understood exactly what happened in the Ukraine. You know, and everybody always says, oh, well, the theory was debunked. And I've asked everybody who says that, show me the debunkation. Show me proof.
Is that a word?
Well, it is for me.
Okay.
You can add it to our dictionary of words we made up.
So the theory that it was just about corruption or something else has not officially been debunked.
Well, I think the President of the United States has an obligation to determine before we release millions of taxpayer dollars to a country to make sure that they are, in fact, not involved in some kind of meddling in our elections or not, in effect, so crooked and corrupt that they can't be trusted to spend the money correctly.
Okay. So
I think that's his right. Now, did he ask for a favor that, you know, maybe he shouldn't have asked for? You bet he did.
Can we prove your theory or my theory?
No, neither one. There is no irrefutable proof. You know, everybody says, oh, well, that's been debunked. And I love when they say that. I say, oh, where was this debunking? I haven't seen it. No one has shown me the absolute proof.
Corruption's been debunked.
Involvement in the Ukraine.
Right. It's certainly obvious the preponderance of the evidence is that it was the quid pro quo election influence versus the aid. But I think 1%, you know, there will always be, if we had a jury, there'd be a holdout who would say, no, he was referring to corruption.
Well, if they wanted to, the Ukraine could have easily said, we're going to launch an investigation into Burisma and Hunter Biden and make sure that there was no interference in the American election. Then the president got what he asked for. You know, and then I would say maybe.
And then if the money was released.
And then the money was released right
well,
after
released
that,
anyway.
I would say that could easily be considered an impeachable offense.
Right.
But when there was no demonstrable value, thing of value given to the president, charging him with bribery is kind of a stretch.
Okay, but what happened was he had the phone call where at least a half a dozen people, including the whistleblower, said, whoa, 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 that's quid pro quo. But remember, the president's aides were on the line, and so they said to the president, hey, that's quid pro quo. That is bad news. Back down from that immediately, and he did, and the next day even verbalized that there was no quid pro quo and that the money was to be released.
They asked everybody who had testified, did you ever hear the president ask for anything in return? And not one of them could say they heard him do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of them, even people who were on the call.
Right, so we don't have direct testimony yet. I'm not sure that we will. I think we've spoken to everybody that we're going to.
Well, I mean, the people who want to impeach him, people like our friends Tom and E.B., they're not going to accept any, give him at all the benefit of the doubt, and they're going to come down on people like me who are inclined to give him the benefit of the doubt. Do I think the investigation should be called off? No, I think there was enough there to look at, and I think it should be looked at because the Congress does have an absolute obligation to provide oversight for the executive.
This is an appropriate investigation for sure.
I think the start of it was, but I want to go back to the beginning and find out whether the Steele dossier and all, I'm waiting for the Inspector General report to determine whether or not this started legitimately.
Okay. We need more investigating. All right. We got callers waiting, texts, and emails. So we're going to take a quickie break. When we come back, Joe and I are going to shut up and push buttons.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. As promised, right to the phones. Mike from Bloomsburg, thanks for checking in. You are on the Mark.
Hey, good morning, and sorry to hear that you weren't successful as far as getting your
deer,
but you did
hold
have
on.
Some fun.
Hold on. I was successful. The goal was to have a blast.
and that's what I said. Yeah, you had some fun, yeah. I just wanted to weigh in here on my impressions after some of the things I saw yesterday. And basically, I want to empathize with Democrats, especially the people that believe that the election was stolen from them, because that's a common complaint. You know, I hear the number, Hillary won the popular vote by 3.5 million, and that's a nice soundbite. But the reality is those 3.5 million votes could be traced basically to two counties in the country. That was her margin of winning in these two counties. And additionally, she lost Wisconsin by, 40,000 votes? And she never saw fit to campaign in Wisconsin, even after her husband warned her, and he was, subsequently mocked by her campaign. But she did visit California more than 70 times in her campaign to raise, well over $100 million. And that was one of her goals, and this is my opinion, it was to pad her popular vote in California, because not only did she want to win, she wanted to win big. So I feel sorry for the Democrats that feel that the election was stolen from them, because that started from day one, and it's been pounded into their heads. And what I saw yesterday, and I'm going to get extreme here, what I saw yesterday was a hate fest. The venomous sun. Now, listen, Donald Trump, he is, guilty of some of this stuff sometimes, too. But these people are professors at major universities, and they went before the American people and attacked the president's son. And you know what? People felt that was okay. But then she was forced, basically, to apologize. But when she apologized, she used it as another chance to come and attack Trump. So, I was completely fed up with that, what I saw yesterday, and I'm completely fed up with the idea, the meme, that Trump stole this election. Because after the fact, the people that crunch numbers and do that business for a living, they went in and they looked at, how much Russia really influenced the election. And they could not find that their ads on Facebook and Twitter and all that statistically changed anything in the results of that election. So the idea that the election was stolen started this whole thing, and it's just an excuse. The Democrat Party, they like to take people and make them victims, and that's what they've done with half of this country, and I think it's a shame. And Nancy Pelosi's coming on at 9 o'clock, and I think I'm going to start praying that she's saying, hey, we made a mistake, we're calling this whole thing off, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I think you're right on that.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Good opinion, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Dale, you are on the Mark. You must have been happy yesterday. All these people, all these lawyers you don't like, they're teachers. We're testifying.
Well, I hope you had a good time, Mark. I don't know why you came back. You had fresh air. Now you got back in the smog.
thank you. I asked myself the same question at 4 o'clock this morning.
I don't dig into the mud. I refuse to do that. I just stand on the outside. But, a dissolvement of government, which is a shame because a lot of people are going to be hurt by this. Well, let me tell you, what you seen yesterday was the best money can buy of legal scholars. Okay, that's who's running our country, people. Okay, and it's a shame because they know it's unsustainable the size of government, but they don't need to do this because a lot of people are going to be hurt because there's good careers in government. And I just want to say, I think, you ever heard that saying, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer?
That's what I said.
I think they need to hire me as a special advisor just to patch this up, and because it's a mockery. It's just dissolving. Government's just dissolving right in front of our face.
Well, you could put Mark and I down as references for that.
No, but I think I should be hired for a special advisor just to maintain stability for government, because it's a crying shame. I mean, really, this is the best money can buy. I don't think any side is right. Honestly, I don't.
Okay.
So I would just say, don't dig in far deep. Just watch the show. Watch both.
Watch the show. That's my phrase.
It's Pepsi and Coke. It doesn't matter. It tastes the same. All right, man. I just hope
Thank you.
I got your beer and have fun, man.
Right. Well, thanks, Dale.
Thank you very much.
Let's see. I must write a letter of recommendation for Dale for that special counselor.
Advisor.
Yeah, right. We'll have to get him in that job. One of our texters says, good morning. I think that if you're in a bank parking lot scenario, I believe the police would show up and arrest the person, even if it didn't go through with it. That is what Trump did. He went to a bank parking lot?
Where are you?
I'm right here in the right here. I think there's some words missing. Good morning. I think that if you're in a bank parking lot scenario, I believe the police would show up and arrest the person even if he didn't go through with it. That is what Trump did. I think he means if you were in a bank parking lot, perhaps intending to rob the bank, and you chose not to go through with it, the police would still consider that a crime if they found out about it. But if you were standing out in that bank parking lot and you think, I think I'm going to rob this bank, but you never go in and you never do anything about it.
No, but that's not what President Trump did. President Trump sent the note in ahead of him and said, I'm going to rob the bank. He already sent in his henchmen, Rudy Giuliani and others, and he told a number of other individuals, and he also said, if you want the police to come, I have control over the police and I'm not going to send them. That would be the military aid part of the scenario. So the scenario is...
You're making this up,
well,
I can tell.
Absolutely. That's true. But I like that analogy or that illustration.
Well, one of our other texters says, Trump was asking that the Ukrainian government help with an investigation into the corruption of the Democrats in the 2016 election using foreign sources for unverifiable dirt on Trump. We have a treaty with Ukraine for just such matters. You all know if Don Jr. had gotten a sweetheart deal like Hunter Biden received, the left would be in full meltdown mode.
Good
now, there is a true statement, wouldn't it?
Yes. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're sifting through the texts and emails.
Well, we have the email here, so we didn't get to the email. Perhaps we should read that. It's from our friend EB. He says, at yesterday's impeachment hearings, 3 out of 4 legal experts testified that they believe Trump should be impeached. One of them, University of North Carolina law professor Michael Gerhardt, said, quote, if what we are talking about is not impeachable, then nothing is impeachable, unquote. The collective response of Republicans, including Toady Fred Keller, is we don't care. Protect Trump. The fact is that if we do not hold Trump accountable, he will get the very clear message that laws and rules do not apply to him and he is free to do whatever he wants. Of course, the do-nothing Republicans have been sending him that message for 3 years now. It's time to send Trump the message that he is not above the law. The only upside to all of this is that the next time we have a Democrat as president and a Democratic Senate, we can do whatever the heck we want. The GOP has made it clear that rules no longer need to be followed. Maybe the current Democratic hopeful should start soliciting foreign countries for dirt on Trump to influence next year's election, or asking them to interfere. With that precedent set by Trump and the GOP, maybe Dems really can make America great again.
All right. Bah. Nice email.
Humbug.
Thank you so much.
Humbug, I say.
Well, yeah, it's certainly outlines the partisan divide that we happen to be enjoying in this country right now. Thank you, EB.
And because somebody disagrees with them. I started using those names yesterday because that's what the left is doing all the time. And the president does it.
Oh, my gosh. What names did you use? I only
heard
that you were named.
Toady Fred Keller.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Oh,
Toady
yeah.
Fred Keller. And we had another email.
Oh, Fred was here. How was
Fred
that?
Fred was here. He did an excellent job, as usual. He talked about impeachment. He talked about some other things going on in Washington. Talked about what he's heard about from his constituents while he's been back in the district.
Fully supportive, I hope.
Of?
His hard work and remarks and efforts. And so on.
No, he talked a lot about the USMCA and the fact that now Nancy Pelosi is saying maybe they can get it done. He talked about all the things that aren't being done in Washington that need to be done and that really reflect the people's business.
Did he talk about me?
No, your name never came up.
I wonder if he's avoiding me. He's been invited 100 times and came on. As soon as I got up to northern Lycoming County, he came on the show. So I don't know. It's just coincidence.
I don't think Fred's afraid to face you,
Mark. I don't think so. Yeah, I am very certain that that is not true.
And then one of our other texts says, Shifty Shift is no patriot. He is a flat-out liar. Remember, for over 2 years, he's claimed to have irrefutable proof that Trump colluded with Russia. And how about the president giving... Oh, that's not the... Yet he has produced no proof. I'm glad I didn't read that because it's from another texter in an entirely different topic. It would have read, he colluded with Russia, and how about the president giving Stormy Daniels $150,000.
So this is the start of it.
Yeah, and that's the end of it. Oh, I read it that way. But the other one is, how about the president giving Stormy Daniels $150,000 campaign dollars? How about Trump campaign money giving $1 million used lawlessly? And that's the other part of it, okay?
That's a separate one.
That's a separate one. All right, and we have more to come.
Thank you, everybody, for texting. We still have more text messages. No more emails at the moment, but we'll take those at onthemark@wkok.com. Texters are communicating via 70236 in the Text Connect system. And our call line is open, 1-800-795-9565. We take a break for CBS News. We'll be back shortly. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence, host of the show. Mr. Joe McGranahan is our fabulous co-host, and he was in the catbird seat earlier this week. Rob Center always gluing all the pieces together all the time, so we very much appreciate that. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. Toll-free line now open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. I was going to lead with some conventional news, but we have breaking news right now. From the newsroom, it appears as though employees at the Sunbury Community Hospital, UPMC Susquehanna at Sunbury, has the employees have received word that the hospital will close effective March 31st. 2020. One of the workers at the hospital sent us this note. It says, Dear UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury employees, on an ongoing basis, UPMC Susquehanna analyzes our system, community needs, and the available resources in order to provide the best patient experience, highest quality of care, and best cost. The board of directors of UPMC Susquehanna and UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury have carefully evaluated the most viable options for the future of our health system's presence in Northumberland County with the needs of patients, our community, staff, and physicians in mind. As a result, we have developed a plan to consolidate services at UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury and close the campus effective March 31st, 2020. So that would mean for you and I lay people, Sunbury Hospital closing, that would be the end of that ER. So that would that's a big blow. The notice goes on to say UPMC Susquehanna aims to retain and incorporate as many Sunbury employees as possible in a position at other UPMC facilities. UPMC Susquehanna will also work with local partnering hospitals and healthcare facilities to identify and share available positions with affected employees. Thorough plans are in place to support and work with employees and to communicate with current patients and the community. No final plan has been determined for the future use of the Sunbury facility. Information will be shared when a plan is final. I'm sure you have many questions. Well, then it's stuff that's really intended for employees. So one of the workers at the hospital sent us this, saying they received it this morning. So, yeah, tough news for hospital employees there. Well, tough news for the community.
Very sad news. Very, very sad news.
Not always the busiest hospital in town, but the mental health unit is packed with high usage rates, and the ER, after it was extensively renovated, turned into a state-of-the-art ER, never developed the kind of numbers that they had with previous renditions of the emergency room, so that was a disappointment.
Well, over the years, I mean, having been involved on the board prior to UPMC's purchase, when it was Sunbury Community Hospital, when it was owned by Quorum, and before that, CHS, Community Health Systems, I'm familiar with some of the problems that they've had over the years, some of the challenges they've tried to face. And I will say, I think UPMC worked hard and diligently to turn it around and to make it, you know, I think their goal was to break even. It wasn't to make money here. It was to break even. I certainly think being turned down for the tax abatement, the tax exempt status, didn't help.
Okay.
You know, and I honestly don't understand how they could reject that, because UPMC is a charitable organization all over the state, and it was one here. You know,
well, I think people look at what Geisinger is doing with salaries, enjoying tax status. I'll bet that was a factor in it's certainly public opinion. I don't know. The court has a different view on things. But I think people see you have people up at Geisinger, you know, a dozen doctors, $1 million a year more, and they're tax exempt. So they probably looked at UPMC asking for a tax exempt status, saying no, you know, it doesn't apply here.
What's really sad about this is choice and you know, the opportunity to have more than one choice. Now, and Evan and Geisinger are great hospitals, and there's nothing wrong with them, but they're 15 and 12 miles away.
Right. You can be at Sunbury Community Hospital ER
in a matter of minutes. And, of course, they had the facility there for Life Flight to land. If you, if you came there to get immediate some kind of treatment, Life Flight could land and take you to Geisinger, where you needed to go. And UPMC was in the process, and I don't know whether this will be affected now or not, but they were in the process of getting their own certification as a trauma center, and were planning, had plans in place to put a helicopter in that would, you know, be able to take people to Williamsport at the same time. So whether this will change or not, I don't know, but certainly in the absence of having the Sunbury facility, they won't be having a landing spot down here in particular.
Well, now this is pure speculation, but I wonder how much Evangelical Community Hospital developing an ambulance service impacted this, because of course, the Evan ambulances would favor taking you to Evan's ER if, you know, they have sort of a say in that.
Well, they will take you wherever you request to
go.
If you request to go. I heard a call yesterday that the ambulance medic 70 was requested to take somebody to Geisinger, and they did. You know, so they'll take you where you feel you need to go.
Okay.
But obviously, I mean, you're not going to get bad treatment at Evan. You're not going to get bad treatment at Geisinger. You're not going to, and I don't think you would have ever gotten bad treatment at Sunbury Community Hospital. But over the years, you know, Sunbury had the reputation, well, Aunt Maud died there in 1947, and they didn't do enough for her. And that kind of thing is hard to overcome, you know. But they have, working with them, I've seen they had excellent emergency room physicians, you know. They had excellent orthopedic people that they brought in, Orthopedic Institute of Pennsylvania from Harrisburg, to provide coverage and services in orthopedics at the hospital. They brought in new surgeons. They brought in family practice physicians. You know, but in the end, if people don't go through the door, you got a problem in a hospital.
Right. Well, and they had talked about in the past that they weren't in the black at Sunbury, but they didn't. That didn't bother them. But if you're going to lose patients at the ER because of another ambulance service, and you're not going to have tax exempt status, and even if you want to fight it, how much will it cost to fight for the tax exempt status?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, you get to some point where you say, all right, we're going to have to hire more attorneys to appeal this thing. And at what point do we say we can't keep spending money on the place? I know that they needed a couple of breaks. A couple of times, I think we were very close on the verge to, you know, turning the corner. And then something always happened, you know, that after years, I'll
you
go back
we,
years ago.
They have an advisory board, a regional advisory board?
Well, yeah, but they haven't met in 6 months.
Okay.
So I'm talking about when we had a local board at Sunbury Community Hospital. That ended when UPMC came in. They abolished the local board. There were people on that like Linda Culver, Peggy Roop, Tom Mertz, you know, Jesse Woodring.
All the millionaire doers around here.
Oh, Jesse Woodring, I mean, God bless him, the late Jesse Woodring really put his heart and soul into trying to turn that hospital around, even when he was sick himself. And toward the end, he was still attending meetings and doing everything he could. And of course, our late president, Roger Haddon Sr., was a mainstay at the hospital for many, many years, worked tirelessly, donated his legal services to the hospital for no charge for many, many years to, you know, just make it a viable community institution.
All right.
And I feel sorry for all those people who worked so hard for so many years and have it come down to We just can't make it go.
Right. 1-800-795-9565 is our open phone. We are still talking about impeachment. Our texts, emails, and topics relate to that. We just received the Text Connect message here in the newsroom that Sunbury Community Hospital going to shut down the Sunbury, or I'm sorry, UPMC going to shut down UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury in March of 2020. Financial viability, it's just best for them if they have a dollar not to use it in Sunbury in a money-losing fashion, but to deploy it elsewhere in their community and at other facilities, staff being offered positions elsewhere. And so a Sunbury without Sunbury Hospital ER going to be a different place. Of course, they have a thriving mental health unit and nursing care there. And we know some of the physicians, of course, the Paganas and Dr. Rager Kay are among the people that serve their patients in connection with the UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury. So big news there. We can talk about that, but we are literally in the middle of our discussion about impeachment, so we'll resume that discussion shortly. Now, let me scan the rest of my news headlines briefly here. A longtime educator at Sealands Grove School District retiring, Chad Kors, the superintendent, says he'll step down next summer. He submitted his resignation notice yesterday, which comes as he plans to retire after 31 years at the Sealands Grove Area School District. City of Sunbury says they'll ring in the new year with events at the Sunbury Ice Skating Rink, 5 to 9 p.m. and 7 p.m. to midnight in the downtown in Cameron Park. They'll have live music vendors and other activities. And speaking of fun, in downtown Sunbury, late shoppers night is tonight, so please go there. Shamokin residents will continue to pay the same high tax rate. Yesterday, Northumberland County Judge Hugh Jones approved maintaining the 35 mil tax rate for the city. Trouble is, Solicitor Frank Konopka says that the amount of revenue that the high rate brings in because of low property values just isn't enough for the city to make ends meet, so they'll have to keep that rate in place. But he does say a resurgence, revitalization, and increased tax rates are already starting to impact Shamokin. So there is more news there. There are some good news there. All right, so those are our brief news headlines. We got callers standing by. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. If you wish to talk about the UPMC Susquehanna announcing the closure of the Sunbury facility, you can call us now. We are in the middle of a impeachment discussion. Joe, upper right-hand corner.
Bill's been waiting for quite a while.
I'm sorry. You're right. You're absolutely right. Bill, go right ahead. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'll touch on it real quick. The hospital, it's a shame, but they're going to have to partner up with Geisinger or somebody else. Like Pottsville had two hospitals. They went with Lehigh. Shamokin went with Geisinger. So to stay afloat, they're going to have to jump with somebody. But
well, they did with UPMC. Unfortunately,
yeah,
that's
apparently not somebody else now. But here, now getting back to the impeachment right now, all these Democrats, right? All the presidents were racist. The Second Amendment is no good. They all own slaves. The Constitution was written by white supremacists. We were hearing this all summer long. Hillary ran on, I don't believe this. There is the Second Amendment. I don't believe in it. It's wrong. Bashing our founding fathers, bashing the Constitution, wanted to change everything. Watched it yesterday. They were the greatest thing since sliced bread. These are our founding fathers. They're the smartest guys in the world. They want this. They want that. They're picking and choosing what they want to do, right? And Trump, he came out and said, all right, there, Democrats, let's go to the Senate. Let me start calling these people. Let me call Shifty Schiff. Let me call Biden. Let all these people go in front of the Senate and testify. And my main goal is to drain the swamp. So let's go to the Senate so we can continue draining the swamp. And to be careful what they wish for, because this is what's going to happen. You know, they're picking and choosing. They bash all the founding fathers all for years and years and years. But yesterday, they were all that. They were the best thing that ever happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting comment.
It's the truth, and that's what they were. Oh, they're the greatest. They're the greatest. They meant this. They meant that. They meant this. But turn the clock back. They were all white supremacists. A month ago, they were all white supremacists. The Democrats were calling them.
And they were all male white supremacists, if you want to go.
Yeah, maybe that, right? Yeah, they all had, you know what I'm saying?
But they were products of their time. You know, we cannot hold people like Amen. George Washington up to today's standards because they didn't live in these times. And to say they should have acted differently is ridiculous.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah, but this is what they're doing. They're fighting to stay out of jail. People don't realize Nadler was the main guy behind the Mueller report. He's the one that wrote the speech for Mueller. I mean, he was the main guy. He was the main moving the chess pieces. And these guys are getting exposed, and they're fighting to stay out of jail. And they're like that. These congressmen are in their 70s and 80s wearing adult diapers. Elijah Cummings walked around with a walker and a cane. He could barely move. They had to put him in the chair for the last 4 years. And these guys are staying in office. Why are they staying in office? You know, they don't want to be exposed.
Well, because they can and because people keep electing them to the positions.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not, I mean, that's the truth.
Last 4 years, he was in poor health. He needed a walker and a wheelchair. But every time you see him on TV, he was sitting down. He looked good. And that Feinstein in California wears adult diapers. Like, she's like 90 years old. Retired.
Brother.
I'm sorry, but how do you know what her personal choice in underwear is?
No. Thank you so much, Bill. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
No, I want to know how Bill knows what kind of underwear.
We don't want to know.
Okay,
upper right-hand corner, please.
December 5th, 2019, a mark in the sand. Impeachment, a horrible state for our country to be in at Christmas. They can choose to do this, but we can't choose the consequences. We don't know what it will be, but I think we do have an idea. If you will think about the way this has taken place, this is our future. A house divided will not stand. Power in the hands of evil is evil power. God, please move on. America, we need your protection from evil. Not certain which side that's on.
Well, I was going to say, are they talking about the Democrats being the evil ones?
Or the Republicans.
Or President Trump being the evil ones?
I'm not certain I understand there. Okay.
Yeah,
well.
Newsroom, they just tweeted out that Nancy Pelosi has asked that the House move on impeachment. So I am asking our chairman to to move on. Let me see if I can get this to hold still. There we go. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on the Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump. Sadly, with the confidence and humility, with allegiance to our founders and a heart full of love for America, today I'm asking our chairman to proceed.
Heart full of love.
For our heart full of for America.
She's full of something, all right.
Today I am asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment, according to Nancy Pelosi.
That means her left wing is just pushing her off the roof.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And she's the one who said if this wasn't overwhelmingly bipartisan, it shouldn't be done. And it's not. It's partisan all the way down the line, except for the two Democrats who were smart enough not to vote for starting the hearings.
All right, 1-800-795-9565, our email in basket right now.
Has one. It says, if Geisinger can build a brand new hospital in Schuylkill County, they could certainly take over a Sunbury hospital just 10 miles away. Many Sunbury residents patronize Geisinger, and they could now give back to our community.
Or Evan could take it over. The building will be potentially for sale or lease in the months ahead. All right, to be continued. Let's stick with the Sunbury Community Hospital UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury theme for a short time here. We do have some emails related to impeachment, so we will read those. But weigh in on these discussions now. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. What do you think the impact of Sunbury Community Hospital, UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury closing? Call us now. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark, 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the closure of March 31st, 2020 of UPMC Susquehanna-Sunbury, bringing to an end a legacy of continuous health care there, unless someone steps forward and says they're going to operate it, either an Evan or a Geisinger, I guess, could look at it and say, well, we can make something work there in terms of health care.
But family practice is in the process of opening up some new facility in the old Sears store. Too bad, you know, they didn't wait a little while. They might have fit well into this building over here.
How much of the UPMC Susquehanna-Sunbury is not being utilized at this time? How much space? I know they had wings closed off at times when patient counts didn't pay for it.
Sure. Medical surgical was the third floor. Fifth floor, they had mental health unit and administrative offices. You know, they had different services in different parts of the hospital. Second floor was X-ray and, you know, things like that. So I would say that obviously it was underutilized, which is part of their problem. But, you know, for years they've had every patient getting a private room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Evan's working towards now. And I think that's the future probably of healthcare.
Well, so, and we talked about the fact that they renovated the emergency room, but claimed that they never had the numbers to support it. You know, it was packed before the renovation, so they renovated so that they could super serve the people who went to it, but then people had found an alternative way around.
Well, at one point, you know, some people would tell you that that at one point they had employed doctors in the emergency room. They were local doctors, local physicians, who were emergency room personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went with outside suppliers of emergency room. I was surprised to learn there are so many different medical groups that provide staffing. For example, they use a group that provides emergency room doctors, certified emergency room physicians. And, you know, of course that costs money, but they're not necessarily local people. Some of them will fly in from South Carolina to do a shift and then fly back.
Right, work for 4 days and then 3 days off, 4 days on.
Right. So they're employees of a larger company that provides this kind of staffing around the country. They're all qualified and extremely capable physicians, and I've been treated by some of them, and I know they are. But they aren't locally involved in the community, and that's the problem, I think.
All right, we're going to start out with Fran Zartman, who has a legacy as well of employment at Sunbury Community Hospital or UPMC Susquehanna. Fran, we got another caller waiting, but we'll let you say your remark. Please go right ahead. You're on the air.
I can't even tell you how wonderful it was to work at Sunbury Hospital. I worked in the ER there for 15 years. I thoroughly enjoyed caring for my community, and that's what it truly was. Closing that place is just devastating to so many, and the city has no idea how much it's going to be missed. As a nursing professional, I can sit and think about so many ways to utilize that facility and not even be called a hospital. We could use the ER as an urgent care. We could use one of the empty floors as a hospice respite or an end-stage capacity to help people who cannot care for their dying loved one at home, to have a place where they could bring them with a family kind of atmosphere. They had one there years ago with Sun Home, and then when Geisinger bought Sun Home, they closed it and then sold Sun Home. But there was a need for that, and it was very functional. It would give people who had, let's say, a loved one who has MS and has a lot of care at home, it would give that person an opportunity for respite. They could admit them, they stay a week or so, and then come back home.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I sort of paint a grim picture myself, but let's think big here. This can be a lot of things to a lot of people in the future, so we'll keep talking about that. Thank you so much, Fran. Thank you so much for checking in and being just a big help in our community in all endeavors. State House member Linda Schlegel-Culver of the 108th District on the line now. We asked her to call in and talk about this news. A previous caller said there are some elements of opportunity to this. Do you see that as well, Representative Culver?
I'm not sure at this moment. I mean, this is breaking news. And I think at this moment, our main concern will be providing health care to this community and making sure everybody who's working there gets placed somewhere else with employment equal to or better than what they currently have. You know, vacant buildings are always a challenge. I don't know. I mean, I think it's early to say that it could be a positive, but we'll have to wait and see.
Your reaction to hearing this, did you see this writing on the wall that, you know, the fact that they weren't in the black could lead to a closure?
I was unaware that they were not in the black. I mean, I know there were some struggles, and, you know, I had assumed, you know, an organization as big as UPMC might be able to turn, you know, those struggles around, and it's concerning. I think a lot more people use it than we know. It's a walkable hospital. You can walk to it. It's fast, it's easy, and it's convenient. And I think that, you know, me not being here is going to be greatly missed.
The tax-exempt status as a state representative, did you monitor that discussion? Is that the kind of thing where you can have you are sort of not a stakeholder, but you can have an influence in that discussion?
I really can't.
Okay.
It's not my decision. It's not my tax to collect. And it doesn't impact the state as a whole. So that was more of a local decision than a local impact.
Well, Linda, I know you were with me on the board of the Old Sunbury Community Hospital, and I know you know the struggles and the difficulties they faced over the years. But in the absence of having a local health care facility that local people, an aging population, can count on for quick service, what's the alternative? I mean, you know, it seems like a lot more ambulance calls will be made to Evan and to Geisinger than would maybe be necessary. And they have a long-term care unit at the hospital that they're going to have to find somewhere to put those people. I mean, I see so many devastating impacts here, it's just hard to fathom.
I would agree with that. And, you know, we're in a place right now where some of our hospitals are overtaxed in their ER and are sending, you know, people that go there to other facilities. I've heard such positive remarks from our senior citizens, you know, about the senior ER and how well they were taken care of, how well people understood the needs, because they are unique as you age, and how fast they were taken care of. It gave comfort both to the patient and to the family members.
When you get this kind of news, you can start to help out to determine a future. Where do you begin when it comes to influencing the kind of help that you can provide?
So, you know, unfortunately, I think people think, you know, we can help stop these closures. And sometimes we can, but not when they're announced. People have to reach out to us before they announce a closing. So at this point, our main concern will be the employees and the community and the health of this community, trying to provide, you know, the transition into other employment for people and the transition for people who are currently at the hospital to make sure they're getting the appropriate care.
All right. Anything else to add to this discussion? Still very early on, and there's more help to lots more time in the future to help those individuals that you spoke of, patients and employees. But anything else to add to this discussion, Representative Culver?
I mean, I think at this point, I mean, people are probably in shock, especially those that work there or our patients there. You know, I have not yet had the opportunity this morning to reach out to UPMC. I will be doing that. I'll probably touch base with the governor's action team just to make sure they're aware, and any supports that we can offer, we'll make sure that we're in there making those supports. But we much rather prefer get in there prior to anything like this happening, so that hopefully maybe we can offer assistance that it doesn't happen. But a lot of times these decisions are made, you know, and by the time they're made, there's nothing we can do. So our main concern now will be the workers, the patients, and this community.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'd certainly like to ask the question, what would it take to reverse this decision?
Right. And we always ask the question. Usually the answer is the same, but we're always going to ask that question.
Well, maybe the tax-exempt status might be part of that element. I don't know how you can influence the courts. You know, they made the best decision based on the available information. But, all right, well, to be continued, but keep in touch as you progress and address this and talk to those employees, and the governor's action team gets us involved, keep us informed. Thank you, Representative Culver.
Thanks, Linda, for your hard work. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
State Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver, of course, been integrally involved in helping to make sure that, first, the nonprofit Sunbury Community Hospital stayed afloat when she worked at State Representative Merle Phillips' office, and then as a state representative.
Well, Linda was on the board at Sunbury Community Hospital, too.
Making sure that the UPMC Susquehanna had the attention that they need in Harrisburg to keep this going. We are talking about right now the imminent closure, March 31st, 2020, of UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury, bringing to an end a century legacy from the Mary M. Packer
Hospital
in the Hill, to what it is today.
The one thing that I think, if I were to say that I thought UPMC did not handle well, I'll tell you after the break.
Okay. To be continued. Yeah, there were decisions that could be made differently along the way. So, to be continued. Call us now about this UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury closure. We just sent out the Text Connect tweet and Facebook message and posted it at WDKOK.com. As of about 7 a.m. today, employees started to get the notice that the hospital would close in the months ahead. UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury says, says that they will transfer as many of the employees to other facilities as possible. And patients, of which would be, probably numbering near a 100 range, would go to other appropriate UPMC facilities. 1-800-795-9565 for your reaction. 1-800-795-9565. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236.
Welcome back. You're listening to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Mark Lawrence is here checking something on his phone in the news department. We have a caller standing by, Rick from Watsontown, who wants to discuss property taxes. Rick, you're on the mark.
Yes. I think it's kind of ironic that the day that they said that the judge said that they can raise the property taxes in Shamokin to the highest amount, and the mayor said, yeah, that's great, but it's still not enough. And then the hospital's going out of business because they can't get a property tax for free. I think the legislators could come up with a better way of taxing. Don't you think that's a problem?
Yeah, it is a big dilemma. And half the nonprofit organizations that enjoy tax-free status don't deserve it. And some,
really?
Yes.
Okay.
Universities.
I agree 100%. Me and you really agree on that.
So
They're really not.
Well, you get a multi
nonprofits. They're profits. When you get paid $1 million a year, you're not a nonprofit.
Right. And when there's dozens of people and your CEO's getting $10 million a year, and you claim that you can't pay Danville taxes because you're a nonprofit organization, obviously that's ridiculous. Same with the universities around here.
I think it's ironic that the Shamokin wants to raise property taxes so they can get by, and the Sunbury Community Hospital is going to get shut down because they can't pay the property tax. It's so high.
Okay.
Well, it's not that they can't. It's not that they can't.
If they would have got that, that they didn't have to pay the property tax, they might have lasted a little longer.
That's possible, Rick, but they have been paying the taxes, and even once UPMC took over, they were paying the taxes, and they did hold up. They didn't request that change immediately. They were in business there for a little over a year before they asked for it.
Yeah, well, you have to be there for a while, and right. They see some free money somewhere, and they'll take it. Everything runs out of its usefulness. I understand that. The hospital's not in the best spot in the world for everybody to get there, but it does have a use. And then the to go out there. The state of Pennsylvania really does have a real property tax. It's gotten so high, it's not a tax. I call it property rent because it's like $250 a month when you add it up through the whole year. That's not a tax. That's property rent.
I got you. Okay, thank you so much, Rick. Appreciate the call. One of our listeners sends us a text. Two of them start with the good morning one.
Good morning. The fact that most insurance companies make you go to their hospitals probably helped UPMC go out of business. UPMC's not going out of business, by the way. Also, Northumberland County will need to raise taxes. Time for a reassessment on properties. UPMC is very much alive and well. It's UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury that's going to close.
All right. Okay. Go ahead here.
And I wanted one of our emailers says, I wanted to talk about UPMC about 2 months ago when they wanted tax exemption. Seems nobody wanted to talk about it. Fast forward, UPMC is moving out because they did not get a tax exemption. I think they failed Sunbury. I'm not sure if it helps or hurts, really. I've lived in Sunbury for 70 years and was born into Sunbury Community Hospital. Over the time, I haven't seen it recoup. I think they should either turn it into another high-rise, at which we already need a nursing home, or some kind of elderly care. Okay, but I'd like to see it remain as an acute care hospital because
it
is available for the area. It's
or
as a community resource.
At least urgent care.
You know, we are. When you stop to think about it, we're really blessed. I mean, Sunbury provided a certain function. Evan is a wonderful hospital with excellent physicians, excellent programs that take care of people. Geisinger, you know, what can you say about Geisinger? They certainly
they're very big.
They're very big and they're very good. So, I mean, we're
sometimes
blessed to have
yeah.
good health care here, but proximity is important, too. You know, for certain types of people, being able to get to some place within walking distance is important.
All right. Well, so that building, it sounds like almost everybody we've spoken to says that building has a future.
Well, it was
related
built
to
in
medical.
It was built in 1951, you know, and over the years it's had to adapt to the change in health care. You know, back in the day, I saw one of the things they used to have there, you could rent a fan for 25 cents a day. Now we have air conditioning.
Yeah, all right. Chris, you're on the mark.
Yeah, maybe they can get a Planned Parenthood Women's Health Care Services.
That would be good.
That would be. Anyway, about impeachment, there's been some news on that front, but I was half, you know, the Turley, the Republican guy, he didn't say that, he thought that what the president did, if it's as the Democrats say, was impeachable. His only complaint, and he didn't even say they hadn't made a good case for it, he only said that there were people who hadn't been interviewed who could add to the case and that they should be thorough and get those people. And those are the people who are refusing to testify and Trump is not allowed to testify, and that would take 3 to 5 months, which would move it closer to election season at the very least, if not longer. And so if the Republicans want to go for that, I'd say the Democrats should go along, but apparently Pelosi in her announcement did not say that.
Well, you want to quote
but
Jonathan Turley.
That'd be great. I'd say wait the 3 to 5 months and have it going during election season.
Chris,
great.
You want to quote Jonathan Turley. Why don't you give the whole quote? He said the Democrats were bringing a slipshod impeachment case against the president, but he didn't excuse Trump's behavior. He said, it's not wrong because President Trump is right. A case for impeachment could be made, but it cannot be made on this record.
Well, yeah, he said that they should, there were certain defenses which haven't been made for the most part that they haven't been eliminated, and that there are people with information who should testify. And I'd say, great, let's delay it 3 to 5 months, keep investigating, and get those people on the stand. But it's going to take 3 to 5 months and go into election season, and then the Republicans will say, oh, now it's an election season problem. You know that. So that's the choice. But now your various defenses against Trump, I think, are pretty shallow. First of all, the debunked theory, it was debunked by the intelligence reports on who interfered with the election. That was the Russians. all our intelligence agencies investigated, and that's what they found. They found nothing from Ukraine. None of the interference was coming from Ukraine. That's the debunction. And the idea that Trump was investigating corruption and that was his interest, well, then what did he find out that made him release the funds? Did he start an investigation of the corruption himself? No. Did he get any reports on the corruption? No. What changed? What changed was that he found out he'd been found out. and therefore, I mean, what's more sign of a guilty man? You call him up and say, hey, what did you really want from Ukraine? Well, he already said publicly what he wanted, an investigation part of the Bidens. He said that in front of the White House and Burisma. Bidens and Burisma. He actually said it himself in public. But what did he say when the guy called him up when he'd been found out? He said, no quid pro quo.
Yeah, right.
I mean, just like, who talked about a quid pro quo? No one.
I think you've been found out.
It's like the guy in the parking lot about to rob the bank. I wasn't going to rob the bank.
Yeah, I'm
he
sorry.
He said, I want nothing. He said, I want nothing. No quid pro quo.
He says, yes, I want no quid pro quo.
Yeah, after he's found out.
Who says that when you're asked? He already said what he wanted publicly. He'd been trying to get it for a while.
He was asked.
And then he gets found out.
He was asked, what do you want?
He says, no, I don't want nothing.
He was asked, what do you want? And he said, I want nothing. He was asked.
Yes, after he was found out.
After he was caught, yeah.
Not so.
Yeah, nobody hear about us chickens. It's like the foxes walking by, or the farmers walking by the hen house, and you can see in the window.
I wasn't going near that chicken coop, sir.
All right, thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate the call. We got one caller standing by on Sunbury Community Hospital, the UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury closure. We could take last-minute impeachment conversations. We have one email related to the hospital. No, two emails related to the hospital. And we're going to wrap up on that topic here. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It is a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummels Wharf. You can find tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. Visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. That's where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, alignments. They'll pump you up with nitrogen, wash your car, and even paint it if you take it over to the body shop. If it's got missing parts, you can get them replaced at the part shop. If it's a big truck, you take it to the big truck. If it's a normal vehicle, you can take it to the Quick Lane. And they got online specials. And if your car is busted for good, then you can go out in the lot and find a new Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln, or dozens of pre-owned vehicles that are literally in perfect condition, and they'll set you up and hook you up with a good deal at the Sunbury Motor Company. They would just love to help you out. 1-800-795-9565. UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury closing March 31st. We just sent out the Text Connect a message. Therefore, call us now on that topic. We got one coming in and one waiting. We got one email and one text. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Right. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Go right ahead.
One of our emailers says, there are so many needs in the community that could be addressed by a more specific medical facility in Sunbury. How about making the Sunbury facility into a drug rehabilitation center, a mental health facility, or a hospice? GMA now has clinics specifically for people over 60. Great idea for our area. Sunbury Community Hospital already has a mental health component and a nursing home.
Well,
component.
And that's busy and probably in the black. That's probably making money. The mental health facility with a dozen beds. And
I think they have 14 beds, and, you know, usually they're close to being filled, maybe 8, 10 people
right,
a day.
So there is a need there. It's a secure mental health facility. Let's see. Paul, talking about Sunbury Community Hospital. Let's hear your insight here. Go right ahead.
Okay, you people are missing a good opportunity because you have a television series called MASH, and they operate under the climates of war, but you could apply the same techniques in civilian life. And if you had to, you could even take volunteers that have had MASH training because the government will have already trained them,
totally,
and
right.
All they have to do is perform their duty.
Oh, okay. So they could do the toe tags and put them on the wooden pole stretchers and run them up to
Danville. Get old helicopters and fly them out of there?
Run them up to Lewisburg, E.R.
Yeah, well,
I see what you're saying.
A mobile unit.
Right.
And one time be in Sunbury, be one time in Danville.
Yeah, maybe
it'd be movable.
Yeah, maybe even a smaller helicopter. All right, good idea, Paul. Chris, you are on the mark. Go right ahead. You get another 10 seconds of fame.
Yeah, well, 30-second news update. The Washington Post reports that Attorney General Barr's handpicked prosecutor has reported to the Inspector General that the intel agencies were not out, that there's no evidence that the intel agencies were out to get Trump or did anything wrong, apparently.
Really?
Yes. So all those people who were thinking everybody's shaking, they're going to all go to jail now, they're going to all be found out, you can go cry in your beer some more and have your dreams of fearless leaders.
Okay. Are you going to say goodbye?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oops. I cut off.
What are you listening to over there on your phone?
I'm sorry. I called up the CBS feed for the Nancy Pelosi asking the chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment, but their video starts automatically.
Oh, does it? So
right. It's just them yak-yakking about this. Nothing as important as the stuff we're talking about, which is relates to UPMC Susquehanna closing the Sunbury facility.
Chris, I think, is a little premature because the Inspector General's report won't be issued until the 9th, Monday the 9th, isn't it? And I don't know what it will say. You know, I think he does a good job, and I would hope that whatever he says, it will put this to rest, one way or the other.
It's coming out on Monday?
Supposedly.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to have been coming out for months now, but now the last date I heard was Monday the 9th.
More fodder for our discussion. All right, so we will have a local newscast coming up at 11 o'clock this morning, but in the local news right now, UPMC announcing that they'll close UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury, the former Sunbury Community Hospital. A decade ago, one of our good listeners points out that it was a nonprofit hospital. Now it is, ever since the CHS took over and other versions of that, Quorum Healthcare. It was for profit and they paid taxes into the system, sought that nonprofit status again. That was denied. And coincidentally, they've decided what could you say, that the last nail in the coffin kind of thing?
It may have been. I don't know. But,
or
you
just
know,
a nail in the coffin.
Right.
Right. Good coincidence, but taxes wouldn't be a sufficient reason to close a whole hospital. That's for sure. All right, so stay tuned to the WKOK News and WKOK.com. Right, yeah, well, you get your retirement lengthened weekend. Oh, we only had one day together today.
Right.
I have so much more to point out that you're wrong about. I'll have to do it tomorrow. Chamber Day tomorrow. This is WKOK Sunbury.